Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Good morning, Arizona. On a beautiful day like today, what could be a better topic to start your weekend on than the great outdoors? We've been focusing a little bit on the county that we're featuring all this month, Cochise County. We'll talk about registering for a staycation in a little while. But I'm here with Jim Paxson, Special Assistant to the Director of Arizona Game and Fish. And let's talk the topic of water just a little bit. We're going to move out of Cochise County because we've got kind of a big water event going on right here in town.
And one that's visible to nearly all of Phoenix is Tempe Town Lake. You know, we had a rubber dam, and that's really something people go, huh?
Right, right.
It was. It was a rubber dam, and it actually had pods that were inflatable. And, of course, when you get a lot of water, it's going to push that rubber dam. And this was the second one. And we knew for a long time, along with Maricopa County and the state of Arizona, that we needed a masonry dam in there. So the plans were made several years ago that they would replace that. That meant drawing the lake down. We had some of our we call them fish heads affectionately. Our fisheries folks went in and salvaged a lot of fish.
Well, y'all took the limits off that lake.
We did take the limits off, so catch all you can, yeah. Because when the lake dries up, the fish aren't going to do very well.
So y'all transplanted a few fish?
We transplanted a lot of fish. And so as that lake fills up, it's going to take a month or more.
They just put the plug in the dam.
They did.
Just in the last few days, right?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. Yep. So it'll be full in a month. In June, we'll go to stocking fish. It'll be fishable again. And it's going to be a much better lake, a much more secure situation downstream.
And I'm just curious, is Game and Fish a stakeholder in that dam, or are y'all just assigned with the game management of the fish in the lake?
We did put some money into the dam as a partner, but it's primarily Maricopa County and the town of Tempe.
We ought to track down what single person was the major driving force in getting that done? Because having lived here since 66, they talked about a lake there ever since the day we got in town. And before that lake was here, all you saw was this big, dry, rocky,
ugly
river bottom, except in the rare time where we'd get a flow going through it. And look at what it has driven in the way of development along the shores, both in South Scottsdale and North Tempe, and what that area has done.
Well,
somebody was brilliant.
We got rowing teams in Arizona that are competing nationally. That's another one you go, what? You know, but Department of Water Resources, another Arizona state government agency, is a big job in working with Tempe and Maricopa County on that. So, you know, we're a minor player, but we deal with the fisheries and of course, the fish populations and the fish habitat. And that's another strong partnership, good government working together.
It's amazing what the shoreline of a lake will do for the soul of a man.
That's right.
Even when it's downtown.
recent experience there, huh, Rosie?
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of water, what are your field agents telling you about the conditions of the range? This El Nino was a huge letdown. This El Nino indicator early in the fall and the winter, they were saying it was as strong as any as they had ever seen on record, and that we were to expect record amounts of water and snowfall. They were comparing it to 83, and I remember 83. That was a huge year of water.
Well, it sure started out good. If you remember, November and December, we had several two-inch rains here in the valley, and people were complaining about the mud. And November, December were great, and something happened in January, and we went over 60 days without a drop.
Without a drop.
So what that happened is we had a wonderful blooming desert with beautiful wildflowers, but it's already all dried up. And the fire hazard is really significant in this low desert country up into the woodlands where you get into the pinyon juniper. They got a little more snow in the high country. And, you know, Flagstaff just got snow this last week. So
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. They had 3 inches in Flagstaff and 10 up on the mountain. And they got snow in Springerville, too. So the mountain's doing a little better, but it's still not a normal year. You have to get up into Colorado and Montana for the normal snowfall over a 50-year term of normal. So what that means is fire season in this lower country is going to be really intense, and people have the ability to help themselves by implementing FireWise, by removing weeds and cleaning up and not having a path of fuel like grass and dried brush up to their house, if we can get out 30 feet from that, most of the times that will keep a fire from coming against their house. And of course, there's airborne embers. We need to consider those. But people can do a whole lot to help themselves if they'll just do some yard work, basically.
I had the occasion to drive from Tucson to San Diego last week. Was that last week? Two weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, from Casa Grande to Gila Bend, it was just a sea of yellow blooming palaverdes. I mean, it was just a carpet of blossoming desert. It was absolutely gorgeous.
The risk for fires is just waiting on an ignition. And what folks need to understand is that there's always winds in the desert. So these desert fires are going to move really, really quick, like the grass fires in West Texas do. And we need to just take some precautions. Firefighting forces are going to be out there. But we'll see some fires in the desert. And then as the summer heats up, that fire risk will move to the high country as we get pre-monsoon, those 100-degree way-plus days that we're blessed with here, and the dry heat.
Let's talk about the new summer camps y'all have coming up this summer. This is awesome. This is a great idea.
Well, you know, we have the Hirsch Conservation Area that has a biscuit tank at Ben Avery Shooting Facility out I-17 in Carefree, and we're going to have two camps this year. We got several sponsors. Mesquite Wildlife Oasis is going to be there with us. A big guy that's want to give a kudo to in our department, Mike Demlong, has been working on this thing for a couple of years and just done yeoman labor on this. But we'll have two camps in June. They're five-day camps, and kids are going to get to shoot a bow, shoot a gun, catch a fish, go birding, learn about wildlife.
Canoeing on the lake.
Canoeing. Catch a fish is going to be a big deal. And that pond is restricted. You can only fish it for special events, which this qualifies for. But get the kids outdoors and give their thumbs a rest and turn off the electronic equipment and find out about the wonders of nature.
Talk about good for the soul. How would families find out how to enroll their kids? What age groups are you looking for?
The age groups I'm going to have to look up. I'll get back to you. But, you know, you can go online to our website. It's www.azgfd.gov. And when the homepage comes up, there's a section right there about summer camp. And they can go in and get the information.
Two summer camps, 5 days each, June 13th through the 16th and the 20th through the 23rd, 4 days each. And again, that's at the Hirsch Conservation Area, an old desert watering hole.
It was a stock tank when it was a ranch, you bet.
We turned it into a year-round lake in honor and memory of our good friend Bob Hirsch. That was done, I think, the ribbon was cut on that. Was that maybe 7 years ago, 8 years ago?
Just 2 years ago, Rosie.
Was it really just 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow. See what's happening, babe?
I know. I'm with you.
You just did that like 3 weeks ago or four. Or no, that was 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Between the two of us, we usually figure it
out. That's why, yeah. Everything revolves around Jennifer's pregnancy. When would we do that? Well, who was I pregnant for?
Well, now it's been so long, we don't have that to bank on.
Well, talking about learning about the great outdoors of Arizona might incent you to get out and see the great state of Arizona. And one way that you can get out and see the great state of Arizona is by going to rosieonthehouse.com and registering for a staycation sponsored by Sanderson Ford. We have a family leaving tomorrow or Monday?
Monday.
Who have won the staycation. They've picked out a Ford Escape. They're going up to Sedona. They're going to be staying. We have 18 lodging partners throughout the great state of Arizona. They're staying at the Best Western Plus Inn of Sedona. And if you like to travel to the Red Canyon lands of Sedona and Oak Creek and you haven't stayed at Best Western Plus, you haven't stayed at probably one of the best hotels with some of the best views with a rooftop balcony and deck that just absolutely wraps you in the beauty and the grandeur of the Oak Creek area. It's absolutely amazing. Complimentary shuttles will take the hassle out of getting you in, about, and around Sedona. Great hot breakfast. They're pet friendly. Remember, it's always cooler up there. It's the Inn of Sedona. It's a Best Western plus. If you're traveling in the Sedona area and you need a great place to hang your hat for a night and a good stiff pillow for your head, the Best Western Plus Inn of Sedona would be the place we'd recommend.
Miss Susan is our winner, and they will also receive a nice big basket from Soretta Candy. Soretta Candy is located in Glendale, and it's how old? You said like...
Oh, it's decades. I think it's 40 years old, 40, 50 years
Great
old.
Great place to do some shopping for out-of-town folks.
And I learned something new about Jim Soretta. He's like a world-class wood duck decoy carver and painter.
We'll have to find out where to... see those.
I saw a video on it the other night. He makes candy and chocolates and fudges at the store during the day, and he goes home at night and absolutely incredible duck decoys. He's a real artist.
Well, the candies are pretty creative as well. Lots of Southwest kind of things.
All right. So if you'd like to get out and about around and see the great state of Arizona and do it on somebody else's dime, the way you can do it is register to win an Arizona staycation at rosieonthehouse.com.
This month's
Cochise
winner
County
wins a trip to Cochise County.
Cochise County is our featured county of the month. We've been talking about things that Game and Fish Department are active in doing down in Cochise County. When we got to Cochise County and Jennifer began her preliminary research, I've spent a lot of time in Cochise County, and I know it pretty well. I think you are genuinely amazed at all that there is down there in that beautiful little southeast corner of the state.
It's just rich in history. And then if you like nature, just so many ways to see the birds and the mammals and just
what most people don't realize is the first road for Europeans into Arizona, the major road, it was a highway at one time, is the San Pedro River. It's exactly what all of the Spanish conquistadors took to leave old Mexico into what is now United States of America, and it was the San Pedro River. And the stories, if you read any of those great stories about De Anza and Father Kino and all those guys, Coronado, it was the San Pedro River. You had to follow the waterways, right?
Well, major route, you know, you went the easiest way, and that was the best known. So
they were, and talking about grasslands, you read some of their stories, and they talk about grass so high. You could just see the head of the cattle as they were moving through, because you had to push your grocery store along with you as you went on these journeys.
Absolutely, yeah.
We'll be talking more about Cochise County over the next couple of weeks. It's known as the Land of Legends.
It is the Land of Legends. So to win your staycation, you pick out a car of your choice that's on the demo lot at Sanderson Ford. They give you the car for 3 or 4 or 5 days, however long you want it. Jennifer gives you a gift card to pay for the gas. We align you up with one of our lodging partners so the stay is free. We do everything we can to make it a true. Some of the letters.
Did you mention the Arizona Highways magazines we put in there?
The Arizona Highways
and
some books. Some of the letters and stories and testimonies we get from families that come home just say it was some of the most memorable trips they've ever made.
I think when you live somewhere, you forget to see stuff that's close to you. So
it's a shame how many people I run into have never even been to the Grand Canyon.
Our winners this week are going to Sedona area and doing all the things like the pink Jeep tours and that kind of thing. They've lived here for a very long time.
What
very
fun.
Very good. When we get back, we'll finish up and wrap up with Jim Paxson from the Arizona Game and Fish Department right here at Rosie on the House.